Exercise 2, page 40. Speaker 1.
It's definitely a tournament for the fittest of golfers. You see, there's only one hole, but you have to conquer a mountainside to get to it. Everyone takes their first shot on the 2,200-meter high Socorro Peak and has to work their way down to the campus of the New Mexico Tech College. It can be a bit risky as there are rattlesnakes and scorpions in the area. And then, of course, there can be rock slides on the way too, and you'll have the punishing desert sun to contend with.
Speaker 2.
I'm a big fan of the robot sumo tournament, and I think it makes people like me want to develop skills in electronics and engineering. Two robots are placed on a raised circular steel platform. Two in, one must push the other off the platform, and the overall winner receives up to $20,000. There are events for both remote-controlled and completely automated robots, and the rules encourage innovation. You can arm your robot, for example, with detachable flying parts.
Speaker 3.
My favourite festival is the Unspunnen Festival. It began as a way of uniting the Swiss nation against the threat posed by Napoleon, and is still going strong today. The highlight of the celebration is the throwing of the Unspunnen stone. It's not much bigger than a large handbag, but believe it or not, it weighs 83.5 kilograms, more than the average person. Competitors have to raise it above their heads and then throw it as far as possible. Anything above 3.5 meters is considered excellent, but it's not easy.
Speaker 4.
When the idea first came up back in 1992, I expected manufacturers of seated lawnmowers to all be in favour of a lawnmower racing event. However, when the first American lawnmower racing championships were held, an organisation representing lawnmower makers actually protested against it on safety grounds. Then it was agreed that all blades must be removed and all riders wear helmets and other protective gear. Since, and even though competitors don't win any money at the events, it has grown into quite a popular motorsport.